please rise for the processional hymn, number 769, If You But Trust in God to Guide You. Be seated for the brief order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God. And most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will, in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The hymn of praise today is hymn number 853, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Be with you
and also with you.
We say the prayer of the day together. Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread that we may live in us and we in him, and that strengthened by this food we may live as his body in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first lesson this morning is taken from 1 Kings. Chapter 19, 4 through 8. But when it said, but he himself, and I didn't know who he was. So I'd like to go back to the first verse of that chapter, and I'll start there. Ahab told Jezebel that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, so may the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow. Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Bathsheba, which belongs. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." He ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we'll read the psalm responsibly, if you'll read the bold type. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and he answered me,
and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to him and be radiant,
so your faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord,
and was saved from every trial.
The angel of the Lord encamps
around those who fear him and deliver them.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 4. So then, putting away falsehood, let each of you speak with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Those who steal must give up stealing rather than let them labor, doing good work with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander together. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
The Gospel for today, the 12th Sunday of Pentecost, is from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say now, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I chose not the gospel to use for a sermon text. I chose instead the first reading from Kings, Elijah in the wilderness. There's a couple things I learned. What's a broom tree? Anybody know? A broom tree. I had a vision in my mind what a broom tree might be. I thought it would be like sweeping. I do a bit of that myself. It's not. The broom tree is more of a scrub brush. That brush is the mesquite a lot in the Texas. It's not a really a great brush, but it'll give you shelter. So as I preach, life can be overwhelming. We all face moments when we feel like Elijah, exhausted and ready to give up. The pressures of life, the weight of our responsibilities, and the challenges we encounter can sometimes lead us to a place of deep despair. In today's reading, Elijah, one of God's most faithful prophets, reaches such a point. He is fleeing for his life, discouraged by the opposition he faces, and he prays for death. But in this moment of despair, God shows up in an unexpected way. How did he show up? The angel that not only prodded him once, but hot-shotted him a second time. Elijah's prayer under the broom tree is one of utter hopelessness. It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Elijah's words are a raw expression of his feelings of inadequacy, exhaustion, and fear. This passage reminds us that even the most faithful servants of God can experience deep valleys of despair. In our own lives, we may face situations that leave Elijah overwhelmed, alone, and ready to give up. This text invites us to acknowledge these feelings rather than push them aside. It's okay to admit when we're struggling, to recognize our limitations, and to cry out to God in our pain. But the story doesn't end with Elijah's despair. Instead of chastising Elijah or abandoning him, God responds with compassion. An angel touches Elijah and provides him with food and water, urging him to get up and eat. This simple act of care reminds us that God meets us in our need and with grace and suffering. God's response to Elijah is not a grand miracle or a booming voice from heaven, but rather a quiet, nurturing presence that addresses Elijah's immediate needs. Sometimes God's grace comes to us in the form of simple, everyday provisions, a meal shared, a kind word, and a moment of rest. After Elijah eats and drinks, the angel tells him that he must continue his journey, for the journey is too much for you. Strengthened by this divine provision, Elijah is able to travel for 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. This story highlights the ongoing nature of our spiritual journey. The sustenance God provides is not just for the moment, but for the journey ahead. God equips us with what we need, not just not to survive, but to continue walking the path to which we are called. This journey might be long and difficult, but we are never alone. God walks with us, providing strength for each step. Elijah's story in 1 Kings is a powerful reminder that in our darkest moments, God does not abandon us. Instead, God comes to us with grace, offering what we need to keep going. Giving up, God provides nourishment for our bodies and souls, reminding us that the journey is not over. As we leave this place today, let us remember that God's grace is sufficient for us, that God meets us in our need, and that God will sustain us for the journey ahead. No matter how weary we may feel, God's love and care will strengthen us, just as it did for Elijah. Amen. We'll now sing our hymn of the day. Wherever I put it. Number 542, O Living Bread from Heaven.
Thank you.
Please rise for the confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed and for the prayers of the day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Calling on the Spirit of wisdom to guide our hearts and our minds, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Reignite the prayer of the church by your Spirit. Root your church toward the globe in prayer and spiritual practices. Merciful God, receive our prayer. We rely on the goodness of your creation in everything we do. We pray for the trees that offer shade and for our fellow creatures that depend on the trees for shelter and food. Sustain the work of all who advocate for forests and wilderness areas. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Guide our leaders and nations with a spirit of justice and mercy. Let no evil come out of our mouths, but rather let us extend. We pray for our enemies. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Sustain feeding ministries and organizations such as the ELCA World Hunger and our local food pantries, AF Daily Bread. We work and pray for a day when hunger is no more. Merciful God, receive our prayer. We pray for the congregation and for all who are gathered. Be present among anyone who cannot be with us today. Be with all who are hurting, grieving, or ill, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Merciful Father, receive our prayer. We remember the saints who have gone before us in faith, trusting in the promise of the resurrection. We find hope in your communion of saints of all times and all places. Merciful God, receive our prayer. We lift up these prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them into your holy keeping. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all, and also with you. Please join in the Lord's Prayer, the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 12th Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Linda Blaker and Megan Reed. Happy anniversary this week to Dale and Mary Morkel and Tyson and Lisa Ruff. The altar flowers today are given to the glory of God in loving memory of Pam Williams, with love from Dustin and Honey Allen and the girls and Sid and Marilyn Allen. Pat Lute is the person that's in charge of getting readers for the Sunday. She's struggling. She needs 5 readers for September. So if you're willing to do that, please talk to Pat after church. I think Marla's up here for another announcement.
Good morning. Honey Allen asked to meet with me as a representative of the church council, and so I met with her. And she said that My expenses for pastoral care are more than the budget can handle, and so I will no longer be doing pastoral care. For the months that I have done it, the total that I have turned in, when I spoke to the council at first, I told them what I would spend money on and my mileage. My time spent doing it is not part of that. Just what I spend money on and mileage. So I have met with singles. I have met with couples. I have met with families. I have given communion. I have conducted myself, hopefully, with honesty, integrity, kindness and compassion, love and hugs, confidentiality, and prayers. I hope I have been a blessing in their lives because they've been a blessing in mine. But I will no longer continue to be pastoral care.
The offering will be collected at this time. Somebody want to come and collect the offering? Want to do this side? Over comes there. As God has given to one another, blessed to be a blessing, let us pray together. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered, feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Our recessional hymn is number 595, Jesus Loves Me. Sing it as beautiful as Anne's offertory was. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Put in a pocket.